On occasion, you may hear a story about an asteroid making a close pass to our planet. So who tells you whether it will be a close call or a direct hit? And how far in advance could they tell you the answer? Today, we visit with a man who can provide many of those details on this edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The giant, regional, and limited series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know, because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Bob Kerr is the director of Arecibo Observatory, the largest and most sensitive radio telescope in the world.
We do three forms of science. We do radio astronomy, and we do planetary radar astronomy, and we do atmospheric science, studying the ionosphere and the upper atmosphere. Those are the three things we do.
Those topics can easily go over the tops of many a layman's head. But Kerr says close calls with asteroids are a topic people may hear in the news, and this is the place that can best track their route.
Probably the most important thing we do from the public's point of view is we are a sentinel for near-Earth objects. So there's about 4,700, plus or minus 1,500, hazardous asteroids that may impact the Earth.
Optical astronomers find asteroids as they appear as streaks on photographic plates. Arecibo takes that information and adds to it.
But they only can then see the orbit in two dimensions, X and Y. We bounce a radar off of it and get the third dimension, so we can pin down the orbits exactly. And that's the greatest service, I think, that we do, is let you know if you're going to get hit.
Some may say, gee, thanks. What good is it to know an asteroid will destroy the Earth if nothing can be done about it?
When we find an asteroid that's likely to hit, we oftentimes will have tens or even hundreds of years before that impact's going to happen. So there would actually be a lot of lead time, most likely, once we discover the one that's going to hit, for us to actually do something about it. And these days, I believe we have the technology to do something about it.
And with that lead time and such dire consequences, he believes the citizens of Earth can find a way to prevent an asteroid strike. Traveling the countryside at Arecibo, Puerto Rico, I'm Andrew McCrae.